Welcome to this guided prayer. It is an experience of the imagination, and the good news is there's no way to do it wrong. Jesus uses our imagination to meet us as we need to be met. I say Jesus, God, or the Holy Spirit. And so as I'm guiding, I hope that you will enter in and just let your imagination take you where it needs to. And then if I say something that is not going on the path, feel free to just go where you need to go. There is one rule, and that is self-judgment is laid aside. We do not, there's no room for self-judgment here. This is a place of total acceptance and love in God's presence, which is who God is. So what you feel is not good or bad. Let your feelings teach you. But if you hear a critical voice, that is not God. So as I begin to play some music, I invite you to center yourself and get comfortable. I invite folks to place both feet on the floor or to center yourself however you are sitting or lying down. And sit up tall to be able to breathe with your abdomen. And we begin by deepening our breath. Breathe from deep down in your abdomen. Inhale for three. Hold for three. And exhale for three, breathing every breath out. Hold for three. And inhale again. Hold, exhale, and hold. With each breath, we breathe in the Holy Spirit and breathe out all barriers to love, all distractions, all judgments. In with the Spirit and out with everything that is not of God. And so as we begin, I invite you to picture yourself in a small boat, a canoe or a skiff, a rowboat, or a pirogue if you're from Louisiana. You're being carried down a river. You thought you were alone in the boat, but suddenly you hear the voice of Jesus behind you. He says, "I didn't mean to startle you, but I thought you might need my help navigating this river." How do you respond? Take a minute and experience being carried down this river with Jesus in the boat. Jesus says, "You've chosen a good path. This is my river of truth. It's a strong river. It's deep and sure and safe." Picture yourself being carried by the current of the river of truth with Jesus in your boat. world where truth is sometimes hard to find. You're centering in this deep river of truth. Soon the banks become narrower and the river faster. And there are some boulders in the stream that you have to dodge, causing your route to become more treacherous. What in your life do you keep bumping into again and again, or having to divert and avoid in this narrow, swift stream of truth? What do you say to Jesus about these boulders? And how does Jesus respond to you? What are you feeling about the boulders and about the conversation with Jesus? Soon the banks of the river become even narrower. The river begins to get faster and rougher. What is pushing in on Jesus' wide river of truth in your life? What in your life is boxing in truth? What false constraints have you believed in that squeeze God's truth, that constrain it? Perhaps a long-held belief or value that you need to let go of, or a myth from your past that worked for a time but is no longer helpful. Maybe an assumption about God or yourself or society or even your country. What's squeezing in on truth, causing your treacherous travel? Jesus lovingly says, "My truth is meant to set you free. Yet you've constrained it with your own half-truths or false limits or your limited understanding. If only you could let go of whatever is narrowing my river. The banks would widen. The river would become deeper as I long to pour my river of truth through you. What do? How do you respond? As you let go and allow the banks to widen, the river to deepen, God's freeing truth carries you . Just take a moment and experience the strength of the current, the beauty of the river, this wide, gracious river. With Jesus there in your boat, what does Jesus say to you? Let us pray. Loving Jesus, thank you for your presence in our boat, attending to us on our ride. Thank you for your river of truth, for its strength and surety in unsettling times. We do choose it. Forgive us for narrowing your wide river of truth with our own limits on your gracious, bountiful, open, accepting breath. Help us to feel and to recognize the current of your truth running through us, pulling us through life, drawing us to you, evermore to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.